Somebody who worked for a lot of weekends, worked through a lot of weekends on the LPGA Tour, Sandra Post. How are you this morning, Sandra?
Good morning. Good morning, Ian and Scott.
Good to have you on.
Happy Canada Day.
Happy Canada Day to you.
And I understand, Sandra, that Ian let me know that you were at the Champions Dinner at Olympia Fields.
Yeah, I was. It was great. The KPMG, you know, have taken over this tournament along with the PGA of America. They've really made a lot of changes and all positive changes. And this year they initiated the past Champions Dinner. So we all went to Chicago and we met up and told, you know, stories.
That must have been a blast. And that's your rookie year on the LPGA, won the LPGA Championship 1968. And who did you chat with there? Who were some of the folks you had a chance to have a little discussion about those good old days?
Well, we went around the whole table, and Nancy Lopez and Beth Daniel and Meg Mallon, who'll be going into the World Golf Hall of Fame this fall, and Sandra Haney, and it was just Kari Webb, MB Park. We just told long tales, I think.
You know, it's great that they do that. I mean, I mean, they always put so much hype around that Champions Dinner at Augusta National. Is there any other events on the ladies' tour that actually do that for the past champion major winners?
Yeah, well, our commissioner is initiating some of this thing. We have a tremendous commissioner with tremendous vision, and he started this, and he really wanted to, just like you said, you know, bring back a tradition, just like the men have. But the ANA, I go back to the Palm Springs event, which I won. It was the Diner Shore. Mm-hmm. It's now the ANA. They bring the past champions back for that. And then earlier this year, there was two pioneers in the founder Cup. We hold that every spring in Phoenix, and they bring two pioneers back. I was a pioneer with Hollis Stacy this year in the spring. So we have three founders remaining on our tour: Marlene Hagee, Shirley Spork, and Marilyn Smith. So we go back and we sit around just off the 18th green, and all the players come and shake our hands and all that. So it's, you know, I get to go out about four times a year this year anyway to watch the tour.
Well, and go ahead, Ian.
No, I'm just saying it's got to be great right now, especially for you and, you know, Brooke winning a major championship and the one, obviously, that you had won. What does that mean to you as someone looking back on the past?
Well, it was 48 years between when I won and Brooke won. And, you know, we only have three people in this country who have won majors. So I think it does a lot for golf in Canada when we have somebody that contends both on the men's tour and the women's tour. And every week when we have some hope, and this weekend we have some hope that Brooke could defend. And so I think it's just, you know, I'm just for the growth of golf, especially women's golf. And when I see, you know, they're going to win, I know it's not compared to the men, but some woman will win $525,000 this week, and I won $3,000. So maybe that can put it, maybe there you go. I mean, I know everything is relative, but we've come a long way, and especially I think in the area of a world tour. And when I look at the tour and I do look at all those different flags, I'm really proud of that we are that world tour, reaching out to women all over the world.
Well, and you make a great point. There's only been three major winners, so that means there's only been three times where someone was defending a major. So if you had a chance to talk to Brooke, she's out there defending. What did you guys talk about?
Well, you know, I saw her only at a distance. I talked a lot with Elena Sharp a little bit on the range and because we were sort of running around all over the place. I don't think I have to say anything to Brooke. She is a great competitor. She knows how to score. You know, I watched her yesterday, of course, on television. She starts out on that first hole, and she had a little pitch shot up there and left it 20 feet short. She made it to save par, and I think that gave her, I mean, just wow, that really sort of told you the type of day it was going to be, a little bit up and down. They were pulled off the golf course, but it's patience. It's a major. It's patience, and she knows that, but she is a really terrific competitor, and she knows how to score, and she doesn't get down, and she fights back, and she just, you know, she's obviously a good player. And she's making some putts now. But she knows, she hasn't played in a lot of majors, but she knows what it takes.
Yes, Sandra, we've talked a lot about, like, what you know, Brooke, after winning last year, and I made the comment, I think that, you know, her rookie year, really full year on the tour, I think she played too much golf, especially after those back-to-back wins and continuing to play. And Brooke just finding out who she is as that particular player. Do you see?